Bonjour. Welcome to Rampant Flickers of the Crimson Screen. First episode, very exciting. Hello, Anthony.
Hello.
So, what is Rampant Flickers of the Crimson Screen? It's a project we had for quite a couple of months now, and it took a bit of work to put it in place. But basically, every 2 weeks, we're going to propose to talk about a movie.
Very bad movies.
Not always. Very good movie.
Yeah, sometimes they're very good. Ooh, mic boom, sorry.
We're going to be looking at movies, talk about it, and eventually decide if it should be hidden forever or celebrated as a masterpiece. So, what have you been doing today, Anthony, apart from watching this thing that we're going to be talking about?
No. There will be no small talk. We're going to get right down to it, okay?
We're going to get right down to it then. Okay.
We have things to say about this movie. The movie, oh, yes. The Uninvited. Not to be confused with the 2009 Uninvited, which came up every time I tried to watch this film on legal streaming services. So.
And we are not talking about the Alanis Morissette song either, so I'm sorry.
And I also have an issue already with the title, The Uninvited, because the cat seemed to be very invited in all of these places, so.
I agree, and there is not a the, it's actually uninvited, like already they just, no, it doesn't sound good at all. So what's the movie about then?
Well, the movie is from...
Amazing Film.
Is it from Amazing Film?
It is from Amazing Film. Amazing Film proudly presents. Yeah. Mm.
Okay. Well, the movie is a 1987 horror/sci-fi from a little studio called Amazing Films.
Mm-hmm.
And it is about a cat that raises hell on a ship when I think it's about 3 mafia men, right?
I think it's mafia, yeah. I seem to be the guy is supposed to be the one of the richest men in America for some reason.
And he was going to take, yeah, I'm sorry guys, already the film is very confusing. So
it is.
Trying to play suit because there was also, well, you know what? We'll get into that. Anyway, so what was your first impression of this movie?
I was in disbelief. It just, there was so much wrong about this movie from the start, and it never disappointed me as a weird movie that I think should never be seen again. Let's be honest.
Well, I had the pleasure of watching it twice, so.
Ooh, fun. Once was enough for me.
Well, my first impressions of this movie, well, I guess my second impressions, it had a lot going on. Nothing seemed to really be coherent. Oh, and a fun fact, this movie also had a $200,000 budget. What they did with all that money, I have no idea. So,
well, I was wondering if they actually had a chance to get a yacht. Someone said, oh, we got a yacht. And they wrote the screenplay on the yacht because it didn't make any sense to me. From the start to the end, it was just like, what the hell?
Well, was it even really a yacht?
Supposed to be a yacht, but yeah, I agree with you. I don't know what it was. It was a boat. We see the boat during the storm. It looked like the worst model I ever seen. But it was a boat. It was floating. So let's call it a yacht, because they call it a yacht, even though it was not.
Yeah. I mean, but to be fair, this movie, it had a little action in it. I mean... It seemed to drag on from a lot of parts, well, most of it. But it had its moments where it did shine, just a little. At least it, to me.
They did love the dancing, that's for sure. And the awful 80s music.
I'm sorry, one of my favorite scenes was when the man was getting slaughtered and they were dancing upstairs.
Oh, yes, this one, the drunken man. The drunken man scene.
So, David, you said that you had some problems with this movie, so...
Oh, plenty. Plenty. There's one thing which I hate about movies is incoherence. And this movie was incoherent from start to finish. It didn't make any sense. So let's start with... We are in this secret lab, I guess, when they do experiments on animals. And there's something wrong with the pussy.
My pussy's gone crazy.
Yeah, no, the pussy's gone crazy and just want to open it up and see what's inside, what is growing inside. They are looking at an x-ray. There's nothing wrong with the x-ray. I don't even know, sure it's a cat. They're actually x-rayed. So that already was a bit weird to me.
Also, then, was the guy even a, was that a veterinarian?
I don't know. The guy wasn't an actor, that's for sure.
Because if he was a veterinarian, then he was horrible at his job. Because why were all the doors open? I don't... Why? What was going on?
I don't know. But it didn't look like a laboratory either. It looked like in the office building of a bank more than anything else. When they add a little light box, actually pretend it's a secret lab, I guess. Which was pretty weird. So the cat escaped.
Yeah, the cat escaped, and there was this chase where this is one thing that really cracked me up when the movie started, because I kept hearing a meow, meow, and the cat's mouth never moved the entire time.
Oh my god, this was annoying. And it's throughout the entire movie.
Yeah, the cat's mouth never moves when the meow is happening. So, shout out to the secondary cat actor who was doing the voiceover there.
That cat was annoying for that reason exactly. But we got this chase sequence. They tried to catch the cat, to kill the cat actually. We managed to escape and actually arrived to the garage. And I don't know if you realize, but the music at that time really sounded like a Mario Brother underground level music. It was just weird. It's just like I could hear it and I was just like, but it sounded like a Mario Brother underground level. It was weird to me.
Yeah, but the score of this movie, they really try their best to make it suspenseful, and it was not. But they try.
Yeah. And there's one thing I was wondering for the entire movie, because I actually watched a movie before going to IMDb to check the cast. And the first thing that came to mind was, I wrote this in my on my notes, is I wonder if some of the other actors... quote on actors, I haven't been playing with other kind of pussies on screen, because it really, the acting was pretty much porn level from 70s. It was just really, really bad. And we've got that that scene in a garage. And the chase is featuring the best gay porn mustache in the industry. It's just like one of the guy got this mustache. Oh my God.
That scene, yeah, but you know, there was a lot going on and really made it feel like a porno, especially the two women who were, I think, supposed to be the main characters, right?
Are we talking about characters? Because
I mean, the two girls that were, I think, because like I said, the movie was very incoherent, but there was two girls who I never really caught their names, but they were introduced around the time after this, when we catch up with the cat who has escaped to the boating docks.
No, he was at the hotel first.
Oh, okay. But they didn't meet the cat until the boating docks. Okay.
I know, that's why it didn't make any sense to me. Yeah. I got really confused because we see these two characters supposed to be the main characters. Next to the hotel doing a summer break, I think, or is it
was spring break.
Spring break. and there's no hotel available, so they decide to go to a 5-star hotel. Oh, we're gonna be able to stay there half naked. It's fine.
Oh yeah,
it's fine. We can be half naked in a 5-star hotel. I work in a 5-star hotel. It's happening all the time.
But the thing is, they didn't have any money. Did you catch that?
Yeah, they didn't have any money. They just had a used suitcase. And we're just wondering, why would you go to spring break with no money, going to a 5-star hotel? What were they planning to do? I didn't get that.
Anything to get them there, right? No one cares about coherent writing. So we just need to get them in the hotel so they can make it to this boating dock where they can meet the orange tabby. So
yeah. Are you talking one of the other? Oh, you're talking about the cat. Sorry. So you were talking about one of the other actors, which also was an orange tabby. Well, it was actually better than the cat, but it was just weird.
Yeah, there was also these three guys that they brought with them, right? That they met at the hotel. I think the whole point was so they could, like, protect them from the other older guys getting too hands-on?
This is what I was confused there, because I felt the movie was completely all over the place. Because we got the scene at the hotel when they meet that guy. And they're talking about going to a party and everything. It seemed that the party seems to be this big thing that's going to happen. I was just thinking, oh, okay, the party is going to be where all the scenes going to happen. So they actually set up where we're going to have this party tonight. Even afterwards, when they kill that guy on the boat, the acting of that guy just was terrible. So, oh no, don't do this. You can't believe me. No, you can't. You're a very bad actor. They had this scene on the boat, and they tell the two girls that, oh, we're coming to get you in 1 hour for the party. And then we cut to daytime when the cat is being fed was someone that just get, I guess, beaten up and killed for no reason whatsoever. I didn't really get that. But the party, actually, they just do this big thing about this party, but we actually never seen the party. We just see the aftermath. So I don't know if they were planning to do the party. They couldn't find any extras for it. So they just decided to, oh, fuck it. Just basically get it afterwards. So you got all the mess of the party, but no party.
Yeah, the worst part about this movie is I don't remember anyone's name.
So. I know. I know. It was just, they were pretty much, well, no, actually, I think there was one William, I think. Wasn't it Steve?
Are you willing to bet your life on that?
I know, but there might have been a Steve. There's always a Steve in these kind of movies. Well,
there will be no fake news on this podcast, sir.
Okay, let me check. Okay, there was a Mike, a Walter, an Albert, a Rachel, a Martin, a Bobby, a Lance, and Corey, a Suzanne.
Oh my god, those sound like porn names. Why?
No. Just like, and the funny stuff is they're supposed to be the main actors, but more apart from the older actors that actually do kind of a decent job to be bastards, the young cast is terrible. All of them.
Yeah, the only person that I'm really standing for in this movie was the cat. I mean, the cat did what it had to do. It was just there. So.
You were telling me earlier on that actually reminded you of the movie Stray. And at least in Stray, the cat had a better acting. But,
okay, the cat was, I'm not really sure. Like, I've never seen a cat be that menacing, except maybe in Pet Sematary. Because that cat, what was it, Church, right?
Yeah, it's Church, yeah.
Yeah, that cat was definitely menacing.
No, I totally agree.
But this orange tabby in this one, but I think with this movie is the cat itself isn't supposed to be what's menacing. It's what's inside the cat, right?
I got confused about this. I actually got confused. We're going to be talking about the ending later on, but I got really confused about what's happening with that cat. It's just already, I don't know, for English viewers over there, what it reminded me of is actually a Backpuss Reject. Backpuss is actually a character from a kids program in the UK. And he felt that it was a Backpuss Reject who found a bartender in the Castle of the Feeble. And they're puking the red thing from Jabba the Hutt. That's the way I'm just describing it because it looks so weird. And then I don't understand because the cat's open his mouth, but then we don't actually see the cat. So do they have the skin of the cat on the floor and the cat just go and crawl back in? How does it
Yeah.
work?
I really don't know why they just chose for this to be a cat. Like, it could have been any animal, but they decided to go with a cat. So here we are.
I think it was due to the fact that there was a lot of monster like animal movies in that period, but they went a bit too late because one thing I've noted is the movie came out in 1988, and when you look at the horror movie that came out in 1988, we've got The Blob, we've got a lot of great 80s movie, and this movie really felt like a 70s movie. It didn't feel like an 80s movie, it felt like a 70s movie. And the special effect was exactly the same. It felt like a 70s movie with more sexual scene, I guess. Call that sexual scene.
And the cat doesn't really have that high of a body count in this movie. I mean, I think she, he, I'm not really sure about the cat's gender.
Let's be careful with genders.
The cat didn't kill that many people. It's around three, I think, right?
He killed the people in the laboratory, especially that doctor who keeps doing kitty, kitty, kitty,
Oh
kitty,
God.
which is like, okay, you've got a bloodthirsty monster around, just kill people, you just call it kitty. This is not right. So you got this person at the, there's two people laboratory, I think, or three. There is these two guys in a car, or in the truck, to bring him from point A to point B, of course, because he needed to get inside the chest on the place. I don't know why. He managed to open the little lid and actually go inside and just squeeze it down. It's just, okay. And then we've got one, two, I think three people. Four people on the boat. So there's quite a lot of death on there.
Yeah, but let's not throw the cat entirely under the bus, because remember, the cat only kills when it feels threatened, and well, up until that ending, but we'll get to that later. But
Yeah.
one of the characters, the cat was just oddly attached to, and it kind of reminds me of this movie from 1993 called Man's Best Friend, which is where there's also a genetically modified Rottweiler, and this woman takes it in, and he's like very protective of her, and he like kills everybody. And this cat is kind of doing the same thing here.
But I'm sorry, but with a dog, that makes sense. With a cat, I've got two cats. No, my cat will not be protective over me. They're not gonna be
Okay,
attacking
some
people.
cats can be protective. Let's not throw all the cats.
Under the bus?
Oh, was that a Hocus Pocus reference?
It was. We're coming close to Halloween, so better bring the Alien reference now.
The cat seemed to be oddly protective over this woman who it just met. She takes it on the boat, right? Like, she holds it for like a little bit, and then she takes it on the boat, and then she never really has any contact with the cat again. So
Agree.
already, like, what's going on here?
I love the fact also that she said the cat looks starved. I've never seen a fatter cat in my life, and the cat actually looks starved apparently. So I don't know how the cats are in America, but it's not European cat. A European cat actually are skinny if they're
Well,
starving.
yeah, we have some fat cats over here, so
Yeah, I know.
Wow, okay.
But
are you body shaming my cat now?
I am not body shaming the cat now. I've got a fat pussy in my apartment, so no, I would never do that. But let's talk about what's completely wrong with that cat. The way the cat was portrayed, anyway. We mentioned it a bit early on, but the meowing. It was one of the most annoying thing ever, because I guess the cat didn't do any noise when they actually were filming it. So they saw, oh, we need to make the nose of a cat, and actually adding it in post-production.
I mean, has the cat ever done what you told it to do? I mean, I just bought my cat like a automatic waterer, and for whatever reason, she sleeps on top of it.
The vibration.
But this cat, the acting, it's just like they just threw the cat there and they just followed it around with the camera. Whatever the cat did, they were just like, let's just make this work.
I agree. But at least one scene especially, like, okay, for some time to time, there was that meowing, they were doing it, and sometimes it was not working because you could see the cat was opening his mouth. So a ventriloquist cat is something I never heard of, but apparently it exists. But there was this Arabic scene that one of the main characters were doing the workout. What was wrong with the cat in that moment? The cat kept meowing and meowing and meowing the entire scene. At one point, it sounded like the cat was being skewed by a sword or something. I don't know what was going on. They just didn't know what to do, so they just kept adding more and more sound of the cat. It just looked so weird.
Yeah, they did. So one thing I found interesting, though, when I was researching this movie, because I really wanted to find the name of the cat, and had the cat been anything else, because there were a lot of animal movies around, you know, that time, late 80s, mm-hmm. early 90s. Couldn't find anything about it. But what I did find is that this movie apparently has a longer international version, which has a lot more nudity. So,
okay.
So maybe this is why they all have porn names. I don't know.
That could be. The sex scene were pretty terrible, I must say. But it was just like so weird. So we got some kills in the movie, like we are mentioning it on. The kills are actually okay. There's actually like some decent special effects, but
there was one that really stood out to me, and I think it was when the cat was, the old guy, the old guy with the white, the salt and pepper hair. I can't remember his name, but
the one without the hat.
Much. The one that was in the water, okay, when the boat was like sinking or whatever. When he goes up to the cat and the cat like hides kind of behind the suitcase with money, and then all of a sudden it switches over to like the other cat just coming out of its
mm-hmm.
the cat. That was actually pretty terrifying.
It was. For me, it felt like the guy, okay, I'm going to look at the name because it'll be easier. The guy played by George Kennedy, which seemed to be, George Kennedy seems to be a pretty decent actor from the 60s and 70s. So I don't know what he's been doing in that movie. I guess he did it to pay some bills.
I mean, you know, those 60s and 70s, they had a lot of parties. So
most probably, yeah. So the character was called Mike Harvey. I couldn't even find out some name that would be interesting.
Why does that sound like such a poor name?
Exactly. We got Mark Harvey, Walter Graham. This one, the first guy who got killed on a boat is called Albert. They didn't even bother giving him a surname. He's going to die anyway. So this guy, Mike, played by George Kennedy, he get beaten and start to change, like for whatever reason, these bubbles and stuff, and start to actually like explode of blood for some reason. And at one point, you see this shot of his chest when you see this chest just start to bubble.
Yeah.
And I was just getting excited. I was just like, "Oh, there's gonna be something going on. Maybe a monster is gonna come out." No. How disappointment, nothing happened. He died.
My blood's been poisoned.
Exactly. I was just like, oh God, why? There was a missed opportunity that they could have done something really cool. Like, even if the bubble would have exploded on the face of the other actors, that would have been interesting. No, we just got this bubble and then the guy died and that's it. And let's put it over the board. Because that's what you do nowadays. You don't call the authority. You just put the bodies overboard on a white sheet.
This was something that I was wondering about, too, in this movie. When they were just throwing them overboard, I was like, that's literally murder.
It was. How many people they threw overboard in the movie? I think there's one who fell overboard. That was an accident. And apparently he can't swim, so let's not bother looking for him. Why not? Then we've got the black guy, then we got the other guy. So two people were thrown overboard, and the two others thrown themselves overboard. I guess they didn't have any sheets.
There was a black guy?
No.
Oh, I thought you said that there was a black guy. I was like, we're watching the same movie.
It was a black guy at the end.
Okay.
At the end, they were playing the police officer for some reason.
But like the Bahamas, right?
I guess so. Cayman Islands?
Yeah.
Okay. I think. Yeah, I guess so. And it was so cheery and everything else. That was the most cheery policeman I've ever seen in my life. But,
I mean, he's in the Bahamas, maybe.
Rum. So they got people, they just thrown people overboard. And I don't know if you realize, actually, the boat was not moving at that point. So you can imagine there's actually the boat with like a couple of bodies just floating around, like turned in a toilet bowl. It's just so weird. Doesn't make any sense to me. And they actually just decide to throw people overboard like this with no problem.
Yeah, it was... I mean, but like nothing in that movie made sense. So, towards the end, when the boat is starting to sink, it's not even the actual boat. It's like a model, right? Like
it is, yeah. The model of my cousin.
It was bringing me back to the Godzilla days, you know, where they had like the sets that Godzilla just like stomped through. It looked like a boat from one of those.
It's from the 60s, not 1988. We actually had Star Wars. Apple in 1977 are pretty decent models. You had so many movies with decent models that look like a model they bought in a kid's toy place.
Calm down, sir.
It's true, though. I love models. I love models in movies, and this one was a disgrace. It was really a disgrace.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, so we've got the situation now when actually... the boat was weird because I never felt that the boat was an important part of the story. I don't know why they used boat. They could have actually used anything because there was no reason why a boat was there, really.
There was a reason, so they could get rid of all the bodies by throwing them overboard.
True. Maybe to avoid as well people actually escaping, I guess.
We're forgetting the first kill. Oh, not the first kill. I guess like the first kill outside of the facility where the cat like attacks these men in a truck. Remember that?
Yes. Mm-hmm. For no reason.
Well, there was a reason. Remember, the cat liked the guy, and then because he gave the cat like some milk or something, and then the guy they came up and like roughhoused him, like really 80s roughhouse, like boom. And then they jump in his truck and they steal it. And the cat, for whatever reason, jumps in the back of the truck. I was like, okay, that's completely unrealistic.
Well, that guy, you got beaten up by the other ones, actually. For me, I saw he was actually bomb. It didn't look, it looked like a bomb for me. And I was just like, why would you want to beaten up a bomb? Because most people have no money. He has no change for the phone or whatever.
Well, I think no, I think that they were robbing him, but I could be wrong because, like I said, this movie was zip-zapping. So, but there was a scene where the cat gets in the truck, and that's when I think it kind of reveals it's like the cat that's inside of it for like the official first time, right?
No, the first time was actually on in a parking lot. They didn't even leave it as a suspense. He just said
Okay.
straight away.
Well, yeah, the cat completely mutilated these people, and nothing is ever really said about it, so.
I really felt that it was useless. It was something that didn't make any sense to me. Why would they actually want? Well, that scene was completely useless because even they couldn't even bring the cat to the boat because he actually killed the driver. It's like you take an Uber and you actually kill your driver, you know. It's just the same thing.
So when the cat got in the truck and killed them, how did it proceed to get from the truck site to the docks? Were
It
they in
worked.
like, were they in like the same, you know, area or?
I don't know. I don't actually know where it was supposed to be filmed.
Okay.
Miami? I don't know.
That did not look like Miami, but I was not alive then, so. So maybe.
Wouldn't know.
Yeah,
But yeah, it just didn't make any sense. They just get the. Actually, nothing makes sense in the movie because if we saw the cat at the hotel. Because we see the limo leaving with the mafia guy. And the cat is there. Then we see the cat actually inside the petrol station, I guess. I think it's the gas station.
yes.
And then we see him again on the dock. So I have a feeling that scene in the gas station was supposed to be before the hotel scene. It makes more sense to me because the kid the main characters, the two girls, had no money, they had no cars, so they must probably have walked from the hotel to the dock.
Yeah, and but remember, there was like this weird connection that one of the girls had with one of the mafia men. Remember?
Which
Yeah,
one?
there was the two girls, the blonde one. Were they both blonde? I think, but one of them had a connection with the mafia guy, and I think it has something to do with her father. Or something,
Gosh.
because he says something about her father towards the end, and you know this is the scene where the guy who's like 80 decides that he's gonna beat up like these 20-year-olds. I'm like, okay, what's going on here? But you know he roughs house up the guy, and then he starts on the girls, and he tells the girl like, she's an idiot like her father. So apparently there was some sort of connection there between them, but they never really explained it. So
No, I agree. It felt like a Day of the Life Theory. It's just I never explained. If I understood correctly, I think the father owned the boat and that he couldn't pay with the bank and they found themselves having to work for that guy. I think that was something like this, but it was in passing. There was actually no real plot point on that. We just know that she won the boat and she was ready to leave this old guy in the water to get the boat.
there were so many plot holes in this movie.
But you know, you can actually leave someone in the water to drown as long as you write it in your captain book. That's something very important to know, kids. Always have the captain books. It's fine to commit murder and you'll be exonerated if you put it, he couldn't swim. It's fine.
See, the thing about this movie is, if some of you have a short attention span like me, then this movie, it can drag on, but it catches you off guard at the most random times. Like, even when we got towards the end, there was really no big climactic scene. We were just at the end. Like, first thing, we're dancing, you know, and the cat's mutilating someone under downstairs. And next thing you know, the boat is sinking. So, how we got from point A to point B, I really don't remember.
There's one thing that makes me laugh is it seemed that the director knows classic. He knows 1980s horror is, because we did have two sex scenes. You know, we had no action scene but two sex scenes. So
we did have an action scene when the guy decided that he wanted to fight the boys that the girls brought on the boat with them. So.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Oh, that was exciting. That was really exciting.
The say. Punch. That punch.
So in my notes, I actually put like, cue the obligatory sex scene with two of the most useless characters in the movie. I'm sorry. This character was so useless. There was nothing to do there. They were just, oh, God. And I was waiting for Shao Xin. I was waiting for one. We didn't have one. I'm really disappointed by it.
No shower scenes. This isn't they, them, okay? So.
I would have wanted a shower scene with the cat coming up, basically, with a knife. Actually, okay. Would have made it interesting.
But did you catch the pussy joke in the movie?
Which one?
When the drunk guy was outside of the hotel with the cat, and he pours some stuff over the cat, and he says, he's like, you want some of this, my sweet little pussy? And I'm like, what?
Oh, yes, this one. I was feeling very uncomfortable with actually the sex scene in the movie. And it's not because of the sex scene. I'm French. I see sex scene on movies, on daytime TV, on kids' TV, we got sex scene, you know.
But what?
That's a joke.
Oh.
But we're not scared of sex scene in movies. But, the second sex scene, the ASMR was terrible. It sounded like the Battle of the Tongue. It felt so uncomfortable. I was using my headphones and I had to use my headphones because I could only hear the.
Oh.
It was awful. It was awful.
I don't recall that.
Oh my God.
I was probably looking at TikTok.
Most probably you were. And the guy just saying, oh, I can't feel my arm. But I'm happy that some of the stuff that's working properly.
Oh, I remember that.
That was cringe. Wait, what's the matter? Oh, I can't feel my arm. I can feel something else moving down there. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that was pretty cringe. And then you get the cat eating his arms. So yeah, why not? He's been eating two pussies. Okay.
So main part of the story... The cat, was it really explained why the cat had another cat inside of it? And was it a black cat? Because if it was, I feel like that was racist.
It was a black cat, I'm sorry to say. Once I didn't actually, what really annoyed me in that movie, they really didn't explain what it was. It's just like a... If you actually understand what the monster is or what actually how the monster work, it would be easier. But I didn't know the monster was actually inside the cat, using the cat as a fursuit, I guess. Like it's a furry monster. A monster which is also a furry, because actually he's a cat, normal cat, and then he come out of the mouse. He's actually leaving the furry suit on the floor, does his killing and come back in.
I'm sorry, this is very problematic.
I don't know. It sounds like it. Or if you got the monster coming out of the mouse, and actually there is the rest of the cat who's still in the back. So it just, I don't know. I didn't understand the way it worked. I don't understand why it was there.
Was this the only cat as well?
Saw a lot of cats in the laboratory, but there's one that escaped. But that's at the end. I do understand, because at the end, we see another cat, which isn't the same cat. So I was just wondering. Just like.
Yeah, there was a black cat, and the kid was like, "Here, kitty, kitty, here, kitty,
Yeah.
kitty." And I saw this black cat, and I was like, and then there was like this dramatic, you know,
Music.
yeah, and I'm like, that's not the same cat.
That's what I
What?
was thinking. It was just the cat seemed to be very skinny as well. So how the fuck did he manage to actually get this big giant monster inside the body? I don't know.
Was that the cat that was living inside the orange cat?
No.
Okay.
No, I think if you do a freeze frame of the monster, it doesn't look like a cat.
Okay. So I'm just really confused about why that cat was there and why it was dramatic music applied to it. But maybe it was one of the cats that like escaped from the place, because I'm sure more than one escaped after that other cat killed all of them.
No, the cat you said, the end actually is on the Cayman Island, because actually you see the suitcase on the beach. Because let's remember that the only way to escape from that demon cat is to throw a suitcase, because they are the only thing that
But
floats.
at least they took the money out.
That's true.
When he like grabbed the suitcase with all the money in it and he decided to like throw it aboard, I was like, why take the money out? What are you doing? And then they just turned the money into like the police, so
No, they haven't, because they took the money back with them.
that's right. I mean, no,
Which didn't make any sense to me either.
at the end of the movie, I just saw it sitting on the desk, so they took it. I must have missed that. See, this movie.
Was very weird. That sequence in at the end in a police office was weird, because they all seemed so cheery. Like they were talking about a monster cat that killed everyone. They actually had to put people overboard, and they were cheering up with a police officer. It was just,
Let's talk about the boat scene where the cat kept coming back when they threw it in the water.
Oh
What?
my God. Yeah. Well, but they need to actually make the money they spend on the puppet works. They didn't see that
Yeah.
much of the puppet, so they need to get the puppet be seen. They shouldn't have, because the puppet looked terrible and ridiculous. We had Critters happening at the same time. Look at the Critters characters, which was also a low budget movie, and this thing.
Well, you know, they said that the budget was $200,000 and 70,000 went to paying the actors, so
My God.
there you go.
Okay. I didn't look who's made the special effects, but I don't think it's done much. Unless it's actually maybe the cousin of the director. I don't know.
You know what? That might be something to look into.
Conspiracy.
Okay, so for this movie altogether, how many? Okay, I have to re-record that.
Hold on a second, I just saw something. Trivia: the sinking of the yacht and several shots of the cat in the ocean were filmed in Graydon Clark's, which is the director's swimming pool.
Oh.
Explain it all. And apparently, he had a rat instead of a cat in it at the beginning of the
Wait,
movies.
he had a rat in his pool?
Apparently, an earlier draft of the script had a rat instead of a cat.
Now, see, that would have actually been. Rats are terrifying.
And several scenes were shot in Graydon Clark's garage as well. So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, have you ever seen the movie Willard?
I love Willard. It's one
Okay.
of the underrated movies of the 80s.
Okay, yeah. Wait.
90s. I'm
Anyways.
old. Stop it.
No, I've only seen one. I think the one I've seen must have been a remake. Was
No,
it a
no.
remake?
Hold on, Willard. I'm gonna check. IMDb is your friend.
Yeah. You should know this, sir.
Oh, is that shit? Oh, okay. It's 2003. Really?
Yeah, I mean, it was because I remember like watching it on DVDs. So I was like, But yeah, low
It's
key, like.
actually, yeah, I've seen a 1973 movie. There we go.
Okay, see.
1971. It's a remake.
So basically, rats are terrifying. And have if you've never heard a rat scream, YouTube it. It is horrific. So I feel like that might have worked a little bit better for him. But
Yeah, but
unfortunately, he went with a cat, and when I see an orange cat, I think of Milo and Otis. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No,
The
but
movie
never
with the
mind.
movie with the talking orange cat. This was before, as someone who loved animal movies as a kid, Milo and Otis was definitely one that came on every Easter in America. It was like an Easter thing. It came on every Easter on network television, and it was a talking pug and a talking orange tabby, and they were like a puppy and a kitten. And of course, they grow up like over the years, and they get like all these crazy adventures. That cat was a much better actor too.
Oh, difficult.
So I couldn't be like afraid of this fluffy orange tabby because I was like, this looks like it's just Homeward Bound. The they just run amok. They just ran off the trajectory here. But so for this podcast, we're going to be giving it what we call a crimson tear. This was David's idea, right, David?
Yeah, blend the French again. Okay, fine. I'll take
So
it.
we'll be giving it on a scale of 1 to 5. 5 being the best, 1 being the worst. So for this movie, David, how many crimson tears would you give it?
I would do give half a tear. Really, and
Half?
I'm nice. Half a tear because, well, there was a. The special effects were all right, I must say. So I will give it one half a tier, but everything I'm looking for another movie was not there. They tried to make tension happen and they didn't succeed. For example, one scene when you see the cat sitting outside, and the next scene they try to make you think the cat's inside the cupboard. We know where the cat is, so don't basically make me believe the cat's in the cupboard. Because it's not, obviously, because he was outside 2 seconds ago.
No, so the cat
This is
might.
a kind of, the movie was always all of this. They tried to build tension, but the scene before was just completely removed that tension because we already knew the cat was not there. So, and the meow, I have to remove half a tears as well because the meow was too much.
I thought you were gonna break out in song there and be like the cat's in the cradle and the.
Yeah, I'm not drunk enough, sir. It's only 9 o'clock in the morning. I'm not an alcoholic. Thank you.
Well, for me, I'll give it 2.5.
Wow,
I'll
sir.
give it 2.5 because the movie was crazy and I appreciate that. Like, and also, the cat was cute. So, I mean. But in all seriousness, though, I thought the movie, even though it was very incoherent, it didn't make any sense. I did find it very fun in some points. It was very wacky. It was very, and there were scenes where the, I guess the quote unquote evil cat came out of the regular cat, and it was kind of creepy.
It was creepy, I agree.
And so for that, and because the cat was cute, it's 2.5. Would I watch it again? Well, I've watched it twice, so what does that say about me?
Yeah, I think it's better
And
left on the side, I think.
this is something that everyone that's listening should consider is that I've watched this twice and still don't know any of their names. So.
Point taken. Well, for me, the movie didn't make any sense. there was possibilities to actually make an interesting movie, because even though it's a low budget, they could have really made something really cool. But apart from the special effects, the gore effect that was pretty decent for this kind of movie, for me, it's more like leave it on the side or keep it for a drunken night with friends, I guess. That's the way I was looking at it.
I agree. Alcohol definitely makes it a better
I should do it next time.
film.
So yeah, so there we go. Uninvited. Do not watch it, or watch it if you're drunk. That's pretty much what you can take from this.
But you're forgetting for all my Americans that are watching, well, I guess anyone with a VPN, it is free on YouTube, so if you want to watch it for free, you can on YouTube. It is on YouTube for free, so
There's better free YouTube movies on YouTube. Do not waste your time.
touche.
Exactly. So there we go. So The Uninvited, the first movie of our somewhat weird podcast. Next time we're gonna be talking about a movie I've chosen. I can say it's Gay Portgalia, 1970s, and French flair with the movie Knife and Heart,
Wait, there's not gonna be
comme
like
un couteau dans le
any.
cœur.
There's not gonna be like any naked people dancing in cages again, is it?
No, it will not be. The movie is actually a movie from 2008, I think. It's a movie that came not long ago, came out not long ago, and which is an homage to Italian Gallio in the universe of gay porn, which is going to be French, which is going to be great. And let's see how Anthony is going to react to it.
I'm
Kind
nervous.
of excited.
Well, I mean, I guess that wraps it up for tonight. David, do you want to do the closer?
So there we go. So I hope you enjoy that episode, which that's fun. I must say, we're gonna be much probably working on a concept bit by bit for this season. So have an excellent evening and see you next time.